This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It's day two of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Holding forth in the committee hearings today is Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham, who asked Judge Barrett how it feels to be nominated. She placed it in the context of what she called the caricatures floating around about her.
Look, I've made distinct choices. I've decided to pursue a career and have a large family. I have a multiracial family. Our faith is important to us. All of those things are true, but they are my choices. And in my personal interactions with people, I mean, I have a life brimming with people who've made different choices, and I've never tried in my personal life to impose my choices on them. And
Senator Graham says he will hold a committee vote this Thursday, October the 15th. The clock is ticking on campaign 2020 for the United States presidency, with any number of states already in early voting. With more, here's AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani.
I feel so powerful.
It was the president's first rally since getting COVID-19, and it looked much the same as ones in weeks past. There was no social distancing among the thousands who gathered in Sanford, Florida, and just spotty mask wearing, as the president declared himself immune, saying he was healthy enough to wade into the crowd.
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
3 weeks before the election, the president's struggling to get his campaign back on track, with Joe Biden leading national polls. He'll be back in must-win Florida Friday, with stops before then in states ranging from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The southern state of Georgia yesterday reported a single-day record for early voting at 128,000 people. This is VOA.